If you've just joined us, welcome aboard.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
A wilderness must be explored.
Ohana means family. Family means nobody.
Welcome to the Extra Magic Half Hour Podcast, where sibling hosts Julie and Nick talk all things Disney.
Hey friends, I'm Julie.
And I'm Nick.
We are the Dizzlings, a Disney sibling who wants to welcome you to the Disney Dizzling Show.
Yeah, and if you didn't know, this podcast is fueled by what's in our mugs.
And tonight, I'm just being super boring, and I have water in my Mickey and Minnie cup. How about you, Nick?
I actually just got a new coffee machine. I sold my old Nespresso, and I got a new coffee machine at Costco because I thought it looked more modern, and it's a decent coffee machine, but enjoying some Costco espresso blend coffee. Fun times in my Stand Firm mug. So if anyone out there needs to stand firm, there's your cup reminder.
Stand firm.
Yeah. Kind of like, not in the weird sense, but like in the, just like be, endure, and, you know, be strong. I don't know.
Endure. Well, hopefully you guys out there don't feel like we were just enduring this podcast.
Oh, gosh. So, Julie, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Guess what this episode is?
Oh, would this be our 50th anniversary episode?
It is the 50th. Crazy Woo-hoo! Times.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, so for those who are just joining us, we started this podcast last February, and, you know, due to the wonders of life and the unpredictability of youngins, we weren't able to do every week. So, you know, a full year is 52 weeks, and we try to commit to doing one episode a week, but we are now in June doing the 50th episode. It feels pretty good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a milestone.
So for those of you, we might, I don't know, maybe we'll post it on our Instagram, but we'll probably do like a, as we promised, the 50th giveaway.
Yeah.
For our 50th Disney coffee.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that. Yeah.
Maybe we'll find a cool mug or something. I don't know.
Yeah. So, 50th anniversary coffee blend from Joffrey's coming to you live. And how you get into it is just write us a review on our iTunes or like Apple Podcasts or Spotify. So let us know if you like this podcast, if you like going to Disney. Yeah, that's how you enter. Fun times. So, you know, with it being the 50th episode and with it Disney being the 50th anniversary right now in Disney World, Julie thought it would be a good idea to do the 50th anniversary themed snacks. So I have a list here. I think Julie has a massive list of snacks that a list of snacks, and we're just gonna go through which ones that speak to us. How about let's do that top ten snacks, and we'll go from there.
Love it. Mine cool. Might be in a weird order though. I don't know. I think Nick worked harder than I did at putting them in like a nice order that makes sense.
Yeah, mine are just kind of. I didn't do a top 10 though. I feel like mine is just like I would get this if I was standing in that, because there's some 50th snacks where like I could go without that, you know. It's just like a 50th decorated thing. There's no like extra flavor or anything like that. Whereas these, there's like something special about it that I'd be like, yeah, I'd be willing to try that if my wife would like to share with me. So.
Aw, hopefully she's listening and she'll do that for you.
Well, she doesn't have to, but I like to share my stuff. Cool. So, Julie, how about you go first?
Oh, jeez. Look at us both being so accommodating.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going with the savory.
Yeah.
And what I should mention, so going through the list of everything that is kind of being offered at Disney World special for the 50th anniversary is kind of, I like how, like, Walt and things he liked is really involved in some of the decision making at a lot of the restaurants.
Yeah.
So some things might be honorable mentions just to make people, you know, aware when they're traveling, but I really like that.
Yeah, definitely, like, gives like a nod to the history. And I feel like some of the snacks did that. Like, maybe some of them aren't super new, but they're like something that they used to serve back in the day when the park opened.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think I have to start with, it's kind of a sweet savory, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The 50th celebration hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
That's have you heard
like
of
like sweet this? And savory, though.
So it's an all... Well, what?
It's like a sweet and savory. I wouldn't say it's just savory.
No, that's what I mean. I kind of corrected myself. I know I said savory. Well, I mean, it's mostly savory. It's in the savory family. But
yeah, for sure.
So it's an all-beef hot dog topped with strawberry bacon jam, crisp funnel cake pieces, and powdered sugar.
Holy.
Have you heard anything like this? That is so cool.
Yeah. I'm going to need blood thinner pills, I think, after that one. Yeah, so I almost put that on my list, but I didn't. So I'm happy you talked about it, because it's definitely one of those things that, for me, like, it kind of fits in my category of that's a unique flavor I'd like to try.
Right. And I think I like it because it's so weird. Like, where else are you? You would almost have to buy, like, a funnel cake and a hot dog.
Yeah. It's like 2-in-1. Happen. It's like, you don't have to buy a funnel cake anymore. You can just buy one thing. Mine's also savory, but when I say savory, I actually mean just savory. Okay?
Okay. Wow.
This is... I'm throwing shade. I'm just kidding. Yeah, so mine's from Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe over in Tomorrowland. It's called the Mission to Mars Burger. Did you see this one?
Oh, I don't... Is the bun dark?
So I'll read it to you. I don't think so. Okay. It says, one of the new Cosmic Rays burgers. It's... the Mission to Mars Burger is a burger topped with bacon and macaroni and cheese, served on a bun, dusted with crushed cheese flavored puffs, and served with french fries.
Oh, yum.
This, like, you know, with, as a kid, I was always the kid that had, like, Cheeto dust on my fingers. I'm just kidding. not always. But I feel like I could be stereotyped as that.
When we were allowed to have cheesies, you mean?
Yeah. And I think, this would be kind of a burger that I think I could relive my childhood days as being Cheeto dust kid.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and kind of gross at the same time. I don't know why I said that, but anyway, what's your next one, Julie?
My next one, I don't know. I feel like it. So I should probably mention my first one can be found at Casey's Corner. I find a lot of mine are probably in Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because we just did the episodes there, so
yeah,
my heart kind of belongs to it. Maybe we'll have to do more of, I don't know if yours are all over the place or in the same park or not, Nick, but
well, it makes sense if they're at Magic Kingdom because that's the park that opened in 1971.
It's true,
you know, so it would make sense if it was mostly Magic Kingdom, but anyway.
So this one's called Cheers to 50 Years, and I like it because it has everything.
Okay.
Chocolate and vanilla ice cream, brownies, cupcakes, cookie crumbs, pretzel rods, hot fudge topped with whipped cream, iridescent sugar, and a Mickey pretzel drizzled with caramel and chocolate icing. And the best part is it serves 4 to 6 people.
Holy.
So that is a family treat for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you're making fun of me for sharing earlier. I feel like that'd be like a full day of food for one person.
Yep.
Would that be like a contender for the kitchen sink, do you think?
I feel like it's weird enough to stand on its own. But definitely, like, if you don't want to have to travel, I think that'd be the closest thing to it.
Okay, cool. So this next one for me, it's actually not a food item. And so I think it has to be sweet. I don't think there is a savory drink, is there? Is gravy considered a drink? I don't know. of course, a sweet drink, and it's found at Liberty Tree Tavern. It's called the Tavern Punch. This Tavern Punch is basically a frozen Dole Whip lemon with Sprite. And this, so it's kind of sweet and tart, I guess, is how it's described. And that sweet and tartness kind of balances each other out. So I think when I think about Liberty Tree Tavern, I'm thinking it's a hot day. You're having lunch or late dinner. You're warm. This would be a great refresher, like something sweet and tart.
Right. Yeah. I do like drinks. That's funny that you brought up a drink because...
I have a few. Just like forewarning, you know.
Mine's at the Cheshire Cafe. And I mean, I like... There's two that are available that are special for the 50th, but I find it funny that it's called the Not Too Late Tea. So I'm picking this one specifically. It's a wild berry tea topped with whipped cream and sprinkles. And the other one is called Mixed Up, and it's a strawberry tea with whipped cream and sprinkles. But I don't know, wild berry. I feel like strawberry tea would be easier to find than wild berry tea. But also just the cuteness of the Not Too Late Tea. And of course, it's topped with, you know, a sweet little white rabbit clock.
Right.
As kind of the decor. So I enjoyed that.
The decor. The decor. Definitely Instagrammable. Yeah.
It would be, yeah, if you bought it. It's very bright.
Yeah. Very fun. Yeah, I think that's going to be one of the first places we go when we go. I think we might go right or straight through to Fantasyland just to go to get those Cheshire cattails.
Right.
Just to start the day, maybe. I don't know. Maybe later on. All right, so should I go something sweet or something savory?
I don't know. Your last thing was a drink, so...
Yeah, I have like 4 drinks. So I feel like, okay, maybe something, should I do food or drink? Then maybe that's an easier choice for you, Julie.
What?
Should I do food or drink?
Oh. Well, let's do food. Let's mix it up, I suppose.
Yeah, so this is the Monte Cristo. It's at the Plaza restaurant. The Monte Cristo has a deep-fried funnel cake batter, bacon, roasted turkey, and provolone sprinkled with iridescent and sugar powdered sugar, served with a side of strawberry jam. It was cheese filling, and I hear it is delicious. So I'm assuming this would be like a sweet and savory kind of a sandwich, and I think the reason why I got it is because, or the reason why I chose it is because the name. I mean, Monte Cristo.
But I do love like that sandwich in general, like even when it's not fancy.
Right.
Like that's typically what I order.
Mm.
If it's available, there's a really nice restaurant in a town close to where we live. And they have that sandwich on their brunch menu. And Oh, really? I get it every time. So yummy. Like, not obviously not the extras that the Disney World is putting in, but
right. Cool.
Well, my next one is a dessert.
Ooh.
But it's at a restaurant. So unfortunately, you're only going to be able to get this one if you have a reservation to this specific restaurant. So we're headed over to Cinderella's Royal Table. And there's just something fun about reveal desserts to me. Like, I watch a lot of Zumbos, just desserts and things like that, where they hide right. things in things. So this one's called the Lost Slipper. And it's a mini slipper tucked inside of a chocolate dome with white cremo pearls and hot caramel. So, like, pouring the caramel over the chocolate dome to reveal the slipper, I think it's just so fun.
Yeah, it is.
Very on that brand.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, so maybe I'll do something savory again, because I don't feel like doing drinks just yet. Maybe I'll finish with all the drinks. If that's cool with you. The next one is kind of an homage to, I guess, something back in the past. And I don't know, lately I've just been craving, like, chicken, fried chicken a lot. Maybe because, like, in the States, they have crazy better fried chicken places than we do here. Not really sure. But this is called If You Had Wings, Chicken Strips. And this is at the Launching Pad in Tomorrowland. So I think I really enjoy the Tomorrowland area for the 50th snacks so far. At least for, like, the savory things. So this is a nod to the bygone Tomorrowland attraction. The If You Had Wings chicken strips are Cajun jerk chicken strips served with a side of Lay's potato chips or Cutie's marine orange. So, Yeah.
So what do you think your favorite part of that one would be?
I just think it's like how they're trying to, like, circle back to the past. I think that's just kind of, and I mean, I'm always game to try chicken, so.
Of course. It's definitely a safe protein to try something new. Yeah.
For the most part, yeah.
Okay, I'm headed to Friar's Nook. And remember, this is the place I'm super bummed about because I just recently found out that this is where the taters come from. So I'll definitely be there. And I mean, can you even celebrate Disney's 50th without trying the Toad Burger? I mean, I'm pretty sure this picture of this burger has shown up on every platform I've seen. It's so cute. And the way they have the burger design, it looks like Mr. Toad.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's funny. Like, they have, like, a big pickle and olives, right? Is that
how as his eyes.
Yeah.
And the pickle is the, you know, the nice frog tongue.
Right. Yeah. That's funny. So that would be, like, more of, like, a decorative dessert than, like, do they have anything special in it?
No, I mean, it's your pretty standard. I mean, it's a brat burger, so that's a little bit different than it just being beef, but it's just the way that it's like a traditional burger, safe for picky eaters out there. And it's just it's just cute how they have it arranged. Very Insta. I'm scared you're going to pick one of mine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. What should I pick then?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'll let you know if you pick it.
There's a few. I think. Do you want me to go for the one that I think you might have?
Okay.
Okay. There's two, and maybe this is one of them. This is like the one that I don't think you might. This is like the least likely, but it's still a good chance. Okay, because I don't want to steal it, but I kind of do at the same time. So I'm giving myself a shot.
Aww.
It's the 50th anniversary Mickey Cinnamon Roll at the Main Street Bakery.
Ooh, okay. I didn't have that one.
Okay.
So what's going on with that?
It's just a big Mickey Cinnamon Roll with like a little 50th medallion. I haven't had a cinnamon roll at the Magic Kingdom, and so for me, this would be, well, apart from like, what's his name again from Beauty and the Beast? Can't believe I'm blanking on his
Gaston?
Name. Yeah, his cinnamon roll. It'd be between that and this, I think. But this would be more of like a traditional, I'd say, like cinnamon roll. So.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do like traditional.
Tradish.
Okay, this is the one I thought you were going to pick.
Okay.
I'm headed over to... Well, I mean, there's... Maybe I'll do a twofer.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I really love the themed ice creams and Dole Whips that come out. So this one's hard for me to like. So there's two things at the Storybook Treat. So the Hi-Ho Sundae.
Yeah, I saw that.
I just love like the different colored chocolate gems that are put in it. Like, that's so cute. Yeah. So it's just your traditional soft serve with hot fudge, graham cracker pieces, and the fun chocolate gems. And the other one, of course, is like the themed ice cream. So it's the Snow White, which is a lemon Dole Whip on a blue cone. This one's very Instagrammable too, because it has like the chocolate bird and the sugar bow. And I mean, I just couldn't let that go. I'd have to try it.
Yeah. No, that's funny. Yeah, this next one's also ice cream. It may be something that you had. The Uncle Orville's Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow Sundae.
Aww.
It's at Auntie Gravity's Galactic Goodies. Like I said, like, I don't know what it is. Tomorrowland, just stepping up. So this would be chocolate and vanilla soft serve, brownie pieces, hot fudge, and whipped cream. With red, white, and blue sprinkles served in a bathtub. I don't know why a bathtub. But yeah. So that'd be something I'd like to try just because of its name. So.
Right. Well, I don't know. We haven't mentioned any haunted snacks.
I have one on my list.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I don't want to pick the one. I might have to pick the chowder.
The chowder?
The chowder. Because, like, the black sourdough bread, so fun. And then the New England clam chowder, which I'm hoping... I mean, coming from Atlanta, Canada, our standards of clam chowder are quite high, so...
Yeah, we're like the bougie seafood people.
So I'm hoping that, you know.
Get some chowder.
Chowder.
Yeah, this is one of the drinks that I had. It's the Happy Haunts Milkshake. It's from the Columbia Harbor House. And it's kind of right beside the Haunted Mansion with the theme. It's... blackberry milkshake topped with a purple chocolate glazed donut covered in black sprinkles.
Ooh, I'm looking at a picture of that right now. That's really cool.
Yeah. It's kind of like two desserts in one, so.
That's so fun. What do you remember? Are we just getting lost in food, or do you remember what number we're on? Because I certainly don't.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 total. So I don't know if we'll have 10 of mine, but I think I have few to go.
You have a few to go?
Yeah.
I might pick one that you have.
I doubt it.
I'm heading to an outdoor kiosk.
Okay, maybe.
And I'm going with the Dumbo Churros.
Oh, these are different.
Oh, okay. So these ones are pretty cool. Obviously, if you have a peanut allergy, just block out what I'm saying. because it's a churro rolled in peanut dust. So I think that sounds kind of fun. Served with chocolate dipping sauce in a Dumbo-themed churro bag. So maybe even ask for a bag for you scrapbookers out there that doesn't have, you know, chocolate sauce everywhere to scrapbook. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd do that. Royal 50th Churro at the Snack Carts. The lords and ladies of the Magic Kingdom, the Royal 50th Churro are rolled in strawberry sugar, drizzled with marshmallow cream, and topped with a shimmer sprinkles. And you can get chocolate on the side for, you know, the finishing touch if that's something that you're into.
That one sounds pretty fun. I think anything deep fried rolled in something is definitely the right way to go.
I agree. I just have like one more after this, I think.
Okay. Well, I mean, would it even be a Disney World trip without trying a shake? I cannot tell a lie. That's what it's called.
Oh, wow.
And vanilla and cherry shake. Because I love vanilla cherry ice cream. Because I'm 90.
I think the only one I've had would be like something with chocolate in it, though, too. Like the Cherry Garcia. But that's
right.
That's all I've had. Yeah.
No, I mean like just plain vanilla cherry ice cream. I don't know why. I love it. So that's the flavor shake, and it's garnished with a brown sugar graham cracker rim.
Okay.
Yum. So I'm going a little bit like traditional flavors on that one, but...
Like old lady flavor?
Well, I mean, that's me.
I'm just kidding. This one, kind of speaks to really being on vacation. Okay. Can you guess what it is? It's my last one. I wouldn't say best for last, but I'd say, you know, it's a decent ending one for me.
Is it like a weird Dole Whip flavor?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Woohoo! Okay. Enlighten me.
You want me to go for it, or you want to guess?
No, go for it, Nick.
Okay, it's Skipper Canteen. Mm-hmm. It's called the Adventureland Colada. It's made of a blend of Dole Whip pineapple with coconut cream and passion fruit, and it's garnished with a slice of pineapple. So if you like pina coladas.
If you like pina coladas, I had to.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the drink for you and for me. I like pina coladas. Yeah. Yeah, that's it for me. I think that was 9. I can't think of anything else. I feel like I'm content with that list. I feel like if I go one more, I would need to run it off.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll explore different parks. Obviously... We picked some pretty amazing things from the Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Probably because it is, I feel like they probably have the most, just like Nick's right. Like it is the, you know, one of the original parks.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're all celebrating. They have like the iridescence, you know, show with like each of the icons. But I do feel like they'd have more at Magic Kingdom just because it's the OG, you know? The original gangster.
So true.
Yeah. Do you have any more, Julie, or are you good?
I'll save them for future episodes.
Save them for a rainy day.
Rainy day.
Well, if you've been with us, you know that sound means this podcast is coming to a close. And Yeah, I just want to remind you, if you want to join the giveaway for the 50th anniversary coffee sweepstakes for the Joffrey's 50th blend, make sure that you just leave a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. We would greatly appreciate it. And, you know we haven't been doing it every week this 2022 season, but hopefully, you know, we can get a little bit better at getting on track with it. Life is hectic. Life is always busy, but yeah, this podcast is something we enjoy doing, so it's going to be something we continue to do, even if we take a week off here and there. Julie, do you have anything to add?
Until next time.
And so our journey comes to an end, but yours continues on. Grab a hold of your dreams and make them come true, for you are the key to unlocking your own magic. Now go and let your dreams guide you. Reach out and find your happily ever after.